You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Debate that though. Yeah. If she's fine too or 5'2", we don't know.
I hope she's fine too, because if she's 5'2", is that a deal breaker? If she's 5'5"?
Lloyd is like 5'3", so yeah, it shouldn't true. Be for I, him. I guess,
you know
what?
I guess you absolutely correct.
Well, on a more serious note, you know, one thing that's on everybody or a lot of people's mind this morning is Ray Carruth. He got released from Sampson Correctional Institute in Clinton, North Carolina, yesterday morning after serving almost 20 years. Now, Carruth, he was 25 at the time of his arrest, and he's 44 now. Sentenced to 18 to 24 back in years in prison back in 2001 for hiring Van Brett Watkins and Michael Kennedy to kill his girlfriend, Sharika Adams. This was all over the place back then, Play. I know you remember.
Oh, no. This is like one of those trials I watched on TV every day when they had the court TV for real. Yeah. I still remember this story. Just still sad thinking about this story.
For those who don't remember, Sharika Adams, she did not immediately succumb to her injuries, and she managed to implicate Carruth by calling 911. She died 4 weeks later, unfortunately. At the time of her death, though, you know, she was 7 months pregnant. And the child, Chancellor Lee Adams, survived. However, due to lack of blood and oxygen flow, he suffered permanent brain damage and was born with cerebral palsy. And he's being raised by his grandmother, Sandra Adams. And I remember they did a story on this young man on, I think it was Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. I think it was like about a year ago or something, because they were anticipating Ray Carruth being released from prison, and how would he accept him back into his life, or if he would accept him at all. So,
and I remember the story he was talking about trying to get custody of him when he was going to get out, and they squashed that real quick once the backlash came out and everybody was talking about that. But prayers definitely going out to that family, that young man, and the grandma and the family that's been raising him. And I know we like to say we give people second chances in life. I just hope he takes the second chance and really gets right.
Right.
And try to make right for what he did in that situation, even though that was a big, big wrong. And God bless that family. That's all I can say on that.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 right now, your Tuesday morning. Clear at 51 over the plaza. Time for the Shade with Bishani.
Oh, man, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have allowed the world into their marriage, revealing their ups and downs they faced over the past 20 years. As, you know, there's another episode of this Red Table Talk that Shay loves so much. It's like her favorite show on Facebook and stuff.
Oh, really?
So on this week's episode, Will and Jada talk about how Will actually met Jada and got her.
And it was first season. I was Fresh Prince. Oh. You know? So I walked up in the audience, a different world. I was the Fresh Prince, you know? So it was, you know, I walked in, I sat down in the audience, and the taping started. And then Alf was like, yo, that's my boy that knows her. And he sat down, and I was like, yo, who's that girl he's with? I was like, the dude that was going to introduce me to Jada was with another girl. And I was like, who is that?
Who was that girl?
And it was Cherie.
Wow.
I went to different world to meet Jada.
Wait,
and met Cherie and ended up marrying Cherie and having Trey with Cherie.
That's just trippy.
Wow.
That's crazy, ain't it?
That is. Wow.
And of course, you know, they ultimately ended up with each other.
That's right, crazy.
5 or 6 years later or something like
that's
that.
That's wild. See, if he chose right the first time, he'd have been good.
Yeah, you're right.
But that wasn't a bad choice the first time either, though, just so you know.
Here's Will actually giving us a little bit of game.
Hey, Jada, what's up? It's Will. She said, hey, how you doing? I said, good. I said, are you seeing anybody?
Oh, my God.
And she said, no. I said, cool, you're seeing me now.
Damn! And my dumb ass was like, okay.
Girl, that's the best mistake you done ever made.
That wasn't all the way game. That's just Will Smith game.
Oh, okay.
I mean, good old playmaker could just go up and say, hey, who you seeing? Well, you seeing me now. They'd be like, I mean, Will Smith is different.
Yeah,
level.
I don't do all that.
Yeah.
I chill out, mind my business, keep it moving. For those who are interested, Mariah Carey has announced a new world tour in support of her.
For those who are interested, the whole world should be interested in this.
Oh, okay. Her upcoming 15th studio album, Caution. Concert dates for North American leg of the world tour were released yesterday. First stop is in Dallas on February 27th. That's a long way away.
Well, you know that production time it starts now.
Man, they got to get that voice right.
And the pills?
And the what?
Nothing. What? What?
Make my wish come true.
Oh, yes. She will... Yes. The Christmas.
She will not be coming to Kansas City, but she will be going to St. Louis. So in case you wanted to go, there you go.
She make hits,
my
though.
Wish come true.
Yeah, but you know,
she Myron, got hits because she's single.
You know, Myron always talk about, you know, the 90s artists and stuff.
Yeah.
And he says that she was one of the ones who never really went on tour because she couldn't sing live.
Yeah.
Make my wish come true.
Oh, no.
Speaking of tours, Ella May announced her debut tour. That's what it's called, the debut tour.
That's what it's called.
It's set to launch in the UK on January 8th and will make stops in Paris, Amsterdam, Berlin, and other European cities. She will also, of course, be in the United States, Chicago, Vegas, Brooklyn, Atlanta, and Lawrence.
The Granada!
But not Kansas City.
Y'all move it.
We just get right. We're going to have to make something. She's going to perform there and here. As much as people, they love Ella May, boy.
Girl, I'm a minute, a minute, a minute.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad because, man, I went to jail, man. I have some weed in my pocket, man. They even charged me with it, man.
So basically, they just wasted your time.
Yeah, they wasted my time, man.
They wasted your money. They wasted your mama's money. Oh, everybody else's money that you had to call.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I didn't call nobody, man, because, man, the law is, man, I can have a little bag of weed in my pocket.
Yeah, it's like, less than 10 grams or something like that?
Man, it was a gram.
Look at Brian. They was messing with
Look
you.
At Brian B. Shining those along over here.
Yeah, that's right, man. You got to be abreast of these things, brother. Who is this?
Yeah, man. This is Reggie Hawkins, man.
But we got to work on a new stash spot, bro.
Man, I do, man. I got to work on a new stash spot,
man. We got to work on a new stash spot.
All right, Reggie. Have a good one, fam.
You too, man.
All right, now.
Stop smoking that, Reggie.
Stay off the weed.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Make sure you go to KPRS.com and get those limited tickets available for the All in Black party. It's going down November 10th at the Voodoo. Daniel Caesar's first time in the town.
It's Let's lit.
Right. Love Macy will be there.
That's like a compilation album right there. Soul Macy. Soul Revival, Love Macy do an album together.
And of course, Soul Revival will be there performing this joint right here.
And I wanna make it mine.
Chocolate love.
Hey.
Love. It's gonna be lit, man.
It's that feel good music.
It is. November 10th, go get your tickets right now at KPRS.com. Limited tickets available. It's on Mo's Wet Play.
Sold out.
Crack me up.
Do I sound like him?
A little bit, yeah. Play, I don't know if you heard about this, man. It's a sad story that happened on Sunday before the Chiefs game. Some members of a family, they were on their way to Arrowhead Stadium, you know, to tailgate and kick it at the game, when Chandon Rajana, 17-year-old senior at Shiny Mission South High School, he was driving the family's car when this wreck happened. Mm. And his father, Krishna, 81, and his older sister, Lisa Allen, were riding in the car with him. Unfortunately, they were stuck in traffic at about 4 p.m. And that's when an off-duty Kansas City police officer driving a department van rear-ended the family's car in the northbound lanes of I-435 just south of Stadium Drive, causing a pileup. The officer, KCPD said, was on his way to an off-duty assignment at Arrowhead. Unfortunately, Chandon was killed. His father was in critical condition Monday at Truman Medical Center. Relatives said that his sister suffered a brain injury.
Oh, man.
And they are not sure about her recovery.
Oh, man.
Chandon was the youngest of five. He had three grown brothers, and the sister was the oldest. And here's his older brother, Chris, on Chandon and his life.
Chandon was an amazing kid. He was a great younger brother. He was talented. He was caring. He was athletic. And he was adventurous. And we were all so proud of him. And We were all so excited to see the things that he was about to accomplish. He was really looking forward to being grown up, and he loved being with his family. And we're all going to miss him tremendously.
Wow. That's just real unfortunate, man. What a travesty.
It is. It is. You hate to hear about stories like that, especially concerning kids and on their way to a fun event. You know, they're on their way to, you know, go see a Chiefs game and you know, celebrate that. And instead, life just has a, I hate hearing stories like that. I really do. Definitely rest in peace and kudos to his family. Also to those kids. His friends at school, I'm sure,
are
really hurting right now as well, hearing this story.
Absolutely, so. So, you know, on behalf of the radio station of High 103 Jams Quarter Broadcast Group, we want to send our prayers and, like you said, condolences to the entire family.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Well, look, I ain't got no tickets yet, but I am very tempted to get some tickets to this Mega Millions, fam.
What you waiting on?
Listen, I'm waiting on to see if I really want to do this thing, man, because the payout is actually $904 million.
That'll change your life.
Fam, that's the payout. Because you know they take like half of that joint. You know what I'm saying? But that, like, having a $904 million check in your hands?
Yeah, you got to leave the hood off that. Come on.
I gotta leave Missouri.
You gotta leave Missouri. You can't. No contacts, nothing, dog. Because everybody gonna ask for something after that, man.
For $40?
You can buy the Chiefs.
Making that real money.
Now, you just read my mind, because I was gonna ask you what was the first thing you would purchase with $904 million. And I would try to buy the Chiefs, but I think the Chiefs are worth $2 billion, I think.
I'll definitely buy a suite.
A suite, fam? That's all?
I mean, there's plenty of things you got to do with $900 million. You ain't going to spend it all on the Chiefs, right?
I don't know, man. I'm just like, all you want to do is a suite, though?
No, I mean, I'm trying to buy like a real company. I'm trying to make my money make more money. I'm trying to make the $900 million make another billion.
The Royals ain't worth a billion, are they? I don't think they are.
No, they shouldn't be.
I bought
the
Royals.
The way the Glass family run, I don't know.
They'll give it to me for a cool $700 million. You know what I'm saying?
Make an offer they can't refuse.
Yeah, they'll give it
seriously
up.
Seriously though, if you had to spend all your money on one thing, that would be it.
I would want to buy the Chiefs or the Royals, either or.
That'd be.
I know the Lakers is out of my league. I think the Lakers are worth like $3 or $4 billion.
Yeah. And the Cowboys are worth like what?
About four.
Yeah.
About three or four.
Yeah. But no, that's a good look though. By like the Chiefs.
You know what I'm saying? And the money, I think the money gonna multiply.
Yeah. What if you could buy like Amazon or something though?
Oh, you can't do that. They worth a trillion. Can't do that. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what I've been telling you since I know you, B.
What?
Everybody has a price.
Don't make me put $1 million man music.
Everybody
out.
Has a price, sir. Remember that.
Mega Millions lottery jackpot record $1.6 billion.
Is it drawn tonight?
It will be the largest jackpot prize in U.S. history. And the Mega Millions is tonight. Powerball is Wednesday. Powerball is $620 million.
All right, I got to get my ticket. I can't do
the group ticket. $2 billion, over $2 billion up for grabs.
You going to do the group ticket with everybody else?
Here?
Yeah.
Nah, because I saw an article yesterday talking about you got to sign something for Office Pool. So yeah, I'm cool on all of y'all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Split my money with 20 different ways out here.
All right, I'm going to have to call Stacey Shaw on y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, speaking of Stacey Shaw, okay.
Good morning, Stacey. What you got for us?
This week, we're going to be going over five things you need to do to bulletproof your business if you are ever in an accident or have an emergency. Catch me at 7:35, and I'll be going over those five things.
Now, it's time for the Shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 right now, clearing 51 downtown. Time for the Shade would be shining.
We need to wish a couple of our celebrity friends some happy birthdays.
Okay.
Martin Luther King III, son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He turned 61 today.
Nice.
Somebody told a lie one day.
Oh, that was it?
No, that was That was his pops.
Oh, okay.
Michael Eric Dyson. Yeah, love him. Right. I know, right?
Put some respect on his name.
We actually interviewed him a couple months ago. He turned 60 today.
All right.
Pele, remember him?
Brazilian. Remember him. Greatest soccer player all time?
Brazilian soccer star. He turned 78. let's see. Who else? Miguel. He turns 33. He still got me blocked on Twitter. It's all good, though.
What? You blocked?
We got into it on Twitter one day.
Are you serious?
Man, I don't think he blocked me. I think we just got into it.
I didn't know he had celebrity beef. Well, I know you got celebrity beef, so I didn't know you had that one.
Him, Terry McMillan, and dude from them franchise
boys. Yeah, I was
going
to say, that's the one I know about. I definitely remember. He probably forgot about that beef. We can mend that up right now.
Who else? Asad Khaled.
Oh, is he celebrating?
He turns two today. Shout out to Asad.
Asad.
There we go.
Where's the album, Asad? You get those Drake vocals, yeah, Asad?
Shout out to everybody whose birthday is today on October 23rd. So, Lifetime, they are going to have a R. Kelly docuseries on R. Kelly's alleged sexual misconduct allegations. It'll air next year, chronicling the stories of his accusers. Surviving R. Kelly is the name of it. It will air 3 installments in January, and here's a clip of the trailer play.
There's a difference between R. Kelly and Robert. R. Kelly's this fun, laughing, loving guy. But Robert is the devil, is the devil, is the devil.
R. Kelly is at the top of the charts, but he may be in for a fall. He was arrested today on 21 counts of child pornography.
Kelly is accused of videotaping himself having sex with an underage girl.
Taking advantage of minors will not be tolerated.
Jurors found him not guilty on all charges.
Robert has said all along he would be clear to these terrible charges.
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Mute R. Kelly!
Mute R. Kelly!
Mute R. Kelly!
Mute R. Kelly!
My lord. That sounds explosive.
Wowzers.
Yeah. Like I said, that will air on Lifetime starting next year in January. Congratulations are in order for Drake as he surpassed the Beatles for a new Billboard record. His feature on Bad Bunny's M.I.A., which debuted number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, has given Drake his 12th top 10 record in 2018. He now has the most top 10s of any single act in a year. The Beatles previously held the record with 11 back in 1964.
Not only is he giving himself number ones, he's giving everybody else's top 10s and number ones out here.
He still ain't gonna respond to Push, but whatever.
He don't need to.
Yeah, okay.
Got legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Oh, yes, one of our favorite segments of the week. Thank God we got a lawyer in the family. Stacey Law knows.
Yes.
Stacey Shaw Knows the Law. Stacey, what you got this morning?
So today I'm going over 5 things that you need to do as a business owner to bulletproof your business in case you have a personal emergency. The first thing you need to do is make a plan, okay? That plan needs to have clearly defined roles of your employees, what they're supposed to do in case of an emergency. To have that, you need to have an employee handbook that outlines all of the roles of your employees and what they're to do in case of an emergency. Number 3, make sure you have insurance, key man insurance, general liability, and errors and omissions. All of those are going to protect you in case of loss, or if you are not at the head of your company, your employees are covered in case they mess up something that because they are not under your watch. Number 4, make sure you have a PR strategy. So if you are the face of your brand, like I'm the face of Stacey Shaw Law, if something suddenly happened to me, I would have to have a plan in place to transition the branding so there is a continuity in my business. Even though something happened to me, people would know that, hey, Stacey's no longer here, but our business is still continuing. Next, make sure you plan for your legacy. So even after you're gone, your business is still a person that can still continue to make money for your family and for your employees. And so make sure you have your contracts in place, who will assume your role, who will own the company after you're gone, and you may need to set up a trust. I want to give a shout-out to my friends at Aero Dry Cleaners for taking care of me yesterday. And I want to remind everyone that Miner's Show, Five Things, is going to be on 38th and Spot Saturdays at 12 p.m. So please tune in. And don't forget my favorite students at Faith Academy.
Thank you so much, Stacey. We will holler at you next Tuesday.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You already know Hot 103 Jams encourages you to take your power to the polls for the 2018 midterm election. Many issues on the ballot play, congressional races in Kansas, the governor's race in Missouri, proposals on medicinal marijuana, raising the minimum wage, retainment of judges, and much, much more. Review the sample ballot for Jackson County at kceb.org and make your voice heard November 6th. Polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
I got the power.
Dum, 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 dum.
Take the power to the polls.
Speaking of voting, a record 44% of American companies will give workers paid time off to vote in the upcoming midterm elections on November 6th. That's up play from 37% in 2016. Some companies have also signed on to the efforts to help more people vote without necessarily giving paid time off, such as providing on-site registration or, as Lyft is doing, not having meetings on election day so that workers can use the time to get their work finished. Business leaders are making the changes as part of their corporate social responsibility strategies. Voter turnout in the U.S. is worse than in most other industrialized nations.
That's crazy.
With only about 60% of those eligible voting in the 2016 presidential election, and turnout historically, you already know, is worse in midterm election years.
That is crazy. Think about that. What this country is going through, what these other countries in the world be going through, and we don't even show up to vote? Get out of here. Get out here and vote, people, and stop complaining about what's going on if you ain't going to let your voice be heard and get out there to the polls and all that good stuff.
You know, it's that, and I feel like a lot of the people who do have something to say, or not a lot, I would say some of the people who have something to say, they don't even care about the voting process.
Right.
So I feel like sometimes we might be like preaching to the choir a little bit. So I feel like we really got to reach out and touch those who really need to hear this information. Little Bam Bam on the corner over there. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny with it. We just got to get to those who don't necessarily believe in the power of voting.
Well, you got to find your core issue that you really believe in, then find a candidate that most best represents your values and what you believe in. Yeah. That's really the only thing you can do. You can't agree with everything everybody says, but you can agree with some of the stuff or most of the stuff and just figure that out and go from there.
And then, you know.
But not doing anything doesn't help anything, just so you know that.
Right.
By just sitting there saying, putting your hands up, I'm not voting, I'm going to do it, that's not going to help. You got to do something.
Right, absolutely. You know, these midterms and the local elections impact you way more than the, you know, presidential elections will.
Yeah,
so.
Real deal.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never, never have nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
Oh, man, I couldn't wait for this day. Let me tell you about my ex, Kingsley. You know who you are. How do you sit there and be married to somebody and living with another married woman, but you still sit here breaking bread to me? Bro, all these text messages you said he keeps sending my phone about how you're going to break me off money and doing it. You need to be giving it to your chick, bro, or give it to your kids. I'm not fooling around with you, and that's why, you know, he need to get his life together, y'all.
He married with a side chick?
Yes,
that's
he's married to me. Yeah. I'm married, but he's with my brother's wife who is married to my brother.
Oh, God. Miss Cindy, listen, this sounds like, no. This sounds like an episode of Jerry Springer right now, and I'm not about to be Steve Wilkos.
I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about it because I'm actually happy because I'm getting that alimony.
Cindy.
I'm getting that alimony. You hear me? My kid's college education is paid for at the end. She gets Nathan. You know what I'm saying? Because you can be laying with him doing all that stuff you want to do. That's good. But at the end of the day, when he lay down in that dirt, my kid's got all that. So that's all it is.
So what you complaining for then?
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I couldn't wait because he was texting my phone all night, all morning while he laid up with her, telling me how he's going to be sending me a whole bunch of money and all this. I'm just saying, let her know the type of you think you had, you was gonna be good to you, girl. He ain't going to be good to you.
Cindy.
Woman to woman. Sound like y'all need to have a conversation, Miss Cindy.
No, we all Gucci. We family. We all family still at the end of the day. That's still my sister-in-law.
Because you know what?
That's still my sister-in-law.
Third removed don't count.
Sister Wives.
Still love her.
All right, Miss Cindy, have a good day.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21 right now on your Tuesday morning. Clearing 50. Oh, and Independence time for The Shade to be shining.
Well, Shay's favorite Facebook show is back. Jada Pinkett's Red Table Talk. A lot of people seem to like this show on Facebook Play.
A lot of women do be on it.
Yeah. So this season, Jada Pinkett has Will Smith on, and they go deep into their marriage, revealing the ups and downs that they face over 20 years, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, here's a snippet of it and how Will and Jada almost connected at first in like 91.
And it was first season. I was Fresh Prince. Oh. You know? So I walked up in the audience, a different world. I was the Fresh Prince, you know? So it was, you know, I walked in, I sat down in the audience, and the taping started. And then Alf was like, yo, that's my boy that knows her. And he sat down, and I was like, yo, who's that girl he's with? I was like, the dude that was going to introduce me to Jada was with another girl. And I was like, who is that?
Who was that girl?
And it was Cherie.
Wow.
He went to different world.
I went to different world to meet Jada and met Cherie and ended up marrying Cherie and having Trey with Cherie.
That's just trippy.
Wow.
Jada was second. Imagine that.
You know who Jada can be second to?
Who that?
Her mama.
A lot of people are saying mama is fine.
Well, look, it's a crime to be that fine.
It is your duty to what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. You're going to finish that line. All right. All right.
And also, here's Will, you know, approaching Jada. You know, you spit a little game at her, you know?
Hey, Jada, what's up? It's Will. She said, hey, how you doing? I said, good. I said, are you seeing anybody?
Oh, my God.
And she said, no. I said, cool, you're seeing me now.
And my dumb ass was like, okay.
You know you wanted that.
You know Jay Day used that.
So like you probably eat more than a sandwich, boy.
We gotta get up and go at least one more round.
Yeah, that works for Will.
Right, yeah.
Try a regular person to go do that proof on Friday night and see how that works.
Nah, I'm super good, man. You know, that ain't my style. You know, I don't be doing none of that.
Oh, you play the Shy role like on 5 Heartbeat.
Yeah, Shy Brother.
I done that, yeah. I done that plenty of times, yes.
For those that care, Mariah Carey has announced a new world tour.
Why you keep saying those who care? Like she ain't a legend in the game.
Support of her upcoming 15th studio album, Caution. Let's see. She'll begin on February 27th in Dallas. She will not be coming to Kansas City, but she will be going to St. Louis and trying to sing there.
You say you call it Caution. You got to caution people from her singing.
Make my wish come true.
Just make sure y'all got some hot tea.
Happy New Year. I just want to take a sip of tea, if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it's a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea. But we're going to try and do this one for you because I just want to show my appreciation for everyone that speaks out for justice. And
ain't you a professional, Mariah Carey?
What the guy doing tea?
Ain't you been doing this? My Lord.
Janet Jackson out here still performing.
You know
you
what
can't
I'm saying? For dancing and everything. Mariah Carey don't dance. She don't do nothing.
God, Nita Baker coming to town.
Yeah,
still performing.
She's still doing her thing. And she what? 60-something?
Right. Ron Osley anyway. Still get up to try to sing if he could right now.
With a cane.
And a guitar. And a 20-year-old girl.
Oh, God. Come on, dog. Hey, speaking of tours, Ella May has announced a tour in support of her self-titled debut album. It's going to be called The Debut Tour, and it's set to launch in the UK on January 8th. It'll make stops in Paris, Amsterdam, Berlin, and other European cities. And, of course, she'll be hitting North America as well. Las Vegas, Chicago, Brooklyn, Atlanta, and Lawrence. Kansas City's not on the schedule as of right now. But
think that's gonna change?
Yeah, we need to make a couple calls, man, because you know she gotta come through the town one time. As much as people love Ella May here, come on, dog.
We know who ain't gonna be touring with her.
Ooh.
Jacquees.
This honey butter chicken biscuit.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.